So forget that's there. Let's keep going.
Okay. So, morning, everybody. How are you? So, overall, how are you all feeling about the risk at the moment? Are you panicking or worrying a little bit? Or okay. So, just...
All of you above.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. So, first thing is, obviously, as Declan said, just not to panic and to try and relax, okay? So, for some of you, this is material that you've never studied before. You're not using it on a regular basis, so it kind of can be a little bit intimidating and it can fry your brain. So please just try and relax. Because I know myself, if you get a bit stressed, your mind is clouded, you actually can't really think clearly, okay? So just, if you're finding it tough, take a step aside and go back to it, okay? Everybody actually has done well in their short tests and assignments, okay? So that's just a little bit of confidence to bring into the exam as well, okay? So nobody is kind of straying way off. There's nothing kind of untoward. So just to remember that as well. I think most of you have handed in your tests and assignments, haven't you? No. If anybody hasn't, that's no problem. Just send me an email and we can take it from there. With the exam itself, there's no trick questions, okay? There's nothing out of the blue. The mock paper that you have been given is a good reflection of what's going to be on the actual paper, okay? Just be aware of phrasing, say, increased by, reduced by, and adjusted to. So just to read the questions carefully, okay? Little things like that can make a difference. For your profit and loss, it's just understanding the format, okay? So as Declan said, don't worry if it doesn't balance. If you know that you have to do your adjustments, you have your profit and loss, and you have your balance sheet, that's very important, okay? And as Declan said, don't spend like any more time allocated unless you have time at the end, okay? Grand. And then for the, just to remember, for the profit and loss, definitely have a rule with you folks, okay? We'll get cracking. Have all of you attempted the mock paper? Given it a go? No. Okay, that's fine. just get okay. So so the exam itself is 2 hours. Question one and question two are your compulsory questions. Okay. So I'd recommend to allocate 40 minutes to each. So your question one is your P&L and question two is in relation to your ratios. For your two questions of choice, which is question 3 to 8, I'd recommend that you spend 20 minutes, okay? Is that all right for time allocation?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Grant, so we'll get cracking on section A, question one, which is your schedule of adjustments and trial balance. So I'll just write up. I'll actually work from the left over, so we'll be able to take pictures and stuff like that. So,
we're not going to be given like graphs for the schedule, just profit and loss. We're just going to reel them ourselves. Is it?
Yeah, you just put it here. Yeah. So I'll give you an idea of the format and stuff like that. Okay. So.
Sorry, actually, just.
Yeah.
It is ruled.
I forgot. It is ruled. Yeah.
It is.
Okay.
So it's not just lined paper. It's got the accounting ruling, you know, those kind of business. Yes, yeah, so you do have that to help you.
Okay, right. Okay, so for our schedule of adjustments, which is question A. Hopefully now this is clear. Right. Okay, so it says your depreciation is to be provided on motor vehicles at 20% of cost. Okay, so the cost is 43. So I just put the you're all okay with MV to be motor vehicles, yeah? Mm-hmm. So you have your motor vehicles, you have 26,100. Your 20% is your 8,700. Okay. So your adjusted balance is going to be both of those, which gives you a total of 34,800. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Right, okay. So you're keen to bring on your office equipment. So your figure on the credit side is going to be 13,200, and then your total adjusted balance is going to be 39,600. Okay. Then your depreciation charge. For the period. In relation to your to be on your profit and loss, okay. The debit side is going to be 21,900. Okay. And then your adjusted balance is going to be 20,000. Okay. So your loan interest paid. Interest paid on the loan for the last quarter, 5,270 to be accrued. Okay, so your debit side, you'll have 5,270, and then your adjusted balance is the two of those, so that is your 21,170. Are we all okay so far? Right. You let me know if it's not, I'm sure. Okay, your accruals account then. Is 5,270. Your accruals are going to go on your credit side. Okay, and then your adjusted balance is going to be 5,270. Rent rates and insurance. Your rent rates and insurance is 21.5. Okay. Now for this, just it has insurance includes a new policy costing 8,000 per annum, and which is paid for 12 months in advance on the 1st of July. So if you read that, that's actually for 6 months, so it'll be half of your 8,000. Okay, so that'll be your four. You have 4,000 here on your credit side. And your cumulative depreciation or provision for bad debts.
How come your adjusted balance on the rent rate is not added? But how come it's not 25,500? Is the rest of them are added?
Say that to me again. Sorry,
for the rent rates insurance. Either way, you have your balance there, and then your adjusted balance is only 4,000.
Because you're paying, it's for half of the year from the 1st of July.
But you're still not adding it to that one. Just because the rest of them, you're going
by partner. Oh, sorry, a big
part of it. Are we
adding? Sorry, yeah. Okay, it should be 17 and a half.
Yeah, 2 minutes.
Yes.
Sorry.
No, you're fine, thank you. I'm learning as well myself, folks, constantly learn. So be patient with me too. Yeah, of course you're going to be, yeah. Thank you very much for that. And then your cumulative depreciation for bad debt.
Should not be 20, sorry, it should not be 25,500 then.
No, because you're prepaid.
So you're deducting.
So you're reducing it.
Right, sorry, yeah. Sorry, I'm minus. I know myself.
And if I can make points.
Of course.
No more apologies.
You're not sorry. Ask questions. There's no such thing as a stupid question.
That's
just
true.
Keep asking, and we'll keep explaining. So never be afraid to ask.
Okay.
It's not explaining.
So you're committed to your provision for bad debts then? So it says provision for bad debts is to be adjusted to 1.5% of your debtors, okay? So you have 5,500. Your adjustment to 7,127 is your total. And then your adjusted figure is 1,627. Okay. And then your BD charge for that period. Is your 1,627, okay? Okay, so if you add up your debits, you should get a total of 32,797. And then on your credit side, your total 32,797. Is that okay? Good. Okay. Lovely. So then we will go on to our profit and loss.
Are you missing one figure there for your 32,000? It's just coming in at
27 or something on the debit side.
Yeah, 4,000 for
219,527. Oh, the 4,000, yes, yeah, sorry. I mean, 4,000 on the prepayment side. I didn't put that in today. Oh, sorry, guys. Okay. So you have the 4,000. That's not very clear, though, sure it's not. Okay. So on your debit side, you have your depreciation charge for the profit and loss will be 21,900.
Which is prepayments, I need to get in them.
Yeah, loan interest paid is 5,270. Your prepayments account is the insurance that was prepaid for your 6 months, that's 4,000. And the bad debt provision charge for the period is 1,627. So that's on your debit side. And then on the credit, your depreciation for motor vehicles, 8,700. On your office equipment, 13,200. Your accruals account, 5,270. Rent rates and insurance, 4,000. And then your community provision for bad debts would be 1,627. Is that okay? Okay. So we will go on to. You might need a step ladder to get up the top of the board. Okay. No. So we'll start off with our. Yeah, right. Okay. So you have your. So you have your sales. Which is 2,375,600. Okay, so less your cost of sales. Okay, so within your cost of sales, you have your opening stock. So your opening stock is 158.
purchases. And then less your closing stock. Your closing stock, just to note, it has 150,500, okay? So, your total cost of sales then is that figure I told you, 1,6,8,4,7. So your total gross profit there is 700. Okay. You all okay so far?
Yeah.
Okay. So you have less your operating costs. So in your operating costs, you have your wages, salaries, admin expenses, transport, insurance, depreciation charge, and your increase in your bad debt provision. Okay. Distribution and transport. Insurance. Your 17.5 from adjusted balance. Adjusted balance 20,500 and your increase in the bad debt. So then your total operating costs. $525,477. So then you'll have your operating profit, your net profit before interest and tax. Interest paid, your adjusted balance 21,000. 70. So your net profit before tax, I'll just abbreviate NPBT. Here, enough.
Yeah.
plenty of practice there writing on the boards as well. Okay, so then finally we'll be going to our balance sheet, okay? And actually, just one thing to note, like, it never really changes, okay? So with your adjustments, you're going to be asking for percentages on your motor vehicles, your equipment, you'll have your accruals, your prepayments. There's not going to be anything out of the ordinary in terms of percentages and stuff like that, okay? Then for your trading profit and loss, just know your sales, your cost of sales, your gross profit. So just kind of keep going over that format. You'll have your adjustments, your trading P&L, how it works, and then for your balance sheet as well. Is that okay? So, under your fixed assets, you will have your buildings. So, your buildings are 430,000. So your motor vehicle at cost are 43,000. Okay, your cumulative depreciation is your 34,800. Okay, so your balance this side 8,000. Then you have your fixtures and fittings, your office equipment, total cost 132,000. Okay, so you have your fixed assets done. You move on to your current assets. Okay. So under your current assets, you have your stock, debtors, bank, and prepayments. So with the debtors there, just to note, it's by your adjusted figure, the 7,127, okay? So I know myself, so 475,134 less your adjusted figure. Is that okay, Grant? And your bank is 7,852, your prepayments. Then your total current assets is 600. £350. Okay, so you have your fixed assets, your current assets, and now we're going to bring in our current liabilities. So under your liabilities, you're going to have your creditors, your bank overdraft, they include your mortgage for 1 year, your accruals, and the VAT payable.
Where did you get the VAT cost from?
The VAT payable.
Yeah.
So you have a VAT control account when you look at your... in your trial balance here, so...
VAT payable?
Yeah. So VAT control account, yeah, 84,000.
Okay, I don't know
about
enjoy or tax payable.
Or the tax payable, okay. Yeah, tax payable.
Okay.
So just, yeah, to familiarise yourselves with the VAT and tax, you know, that would be similar. Sorry, now, I know that's maybe an error on my part. So I'll provide you with tax payable, I have VAT payable, okay? So VAT payable, 84,075. Then your total from that. So subtract, taking that from that, you get your net current assets. Grand, and then we, the long-term liabilities is your mortgage, 9 years, okay? So.
Sorry,
Angela,
where did the other mortgage,
$30,000,
come from?
So that's for 1 year.
Okay,
so...
Where
was
that?
Sorry. So he's running
today to me. Our
little board is only... Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I got away with it.
Lovely.
Got
him. He'll just blow with his face. We're nearly there anyway, okay? So you had your mortgage.
Like, where does it say to get just 1 year off the lot? Sorry, the 1 year mortgage or long term less current liabilities. We're in the question, so I just don't understand. Like, I know you're out to getting 10% of 301,000, but I don't know where in the question we've been asked to get 10% of.
Just in your liabilities, you put your mortgage for 1 year, and then in your long term liabilities would be your mortgage for 9 years.
And I've never seen that in any of the questions in the books before. So where, like, I'm totally lost here now.
Okay. Well, this is for 1 year. That's why you only count for 1 year.
It'd be less your cut, your short.
Yeah, maybe if I jump in there. I suppose it's by definition that your current liabilities is what you have to pay within 1 year. So by definition of current liabilities, that's the amount of money you have to pay out within a year, 1 year. All right. So if you have a 9 year loan, you have to pay 1 year this year. So. And it'll always be easy to it'll be a 10 year loan for $100,000. So if you have a 10 year loan for $100,000, you have to pay $10,000 next year, which is a current liability, and the balance then is a long term liability. So it's by definition you need to know.
The figure's still the same, I
think. Figures are exactly the same, yeah. But it's just it's by definition the current has to be paid within a year. To put people's minds at rest, if you put the full amount into your long-term liabilities, you drop a mark or two. Is that okay? So, but this is perfect the way it's been done here.
Great, okay. So, let me just make sure. So we are at, that's your current liabilities, 186. That's your net current assets.
Yeah.
Yeah, lovely. Okay, so
long-term.
The long-term, yeah.
So,
for 9 years. So, 270,000 grand. So, I know we're way over here now, so you'll have your 200. So your net total assets will be 440,506. Okay. And then you have financed by 2,000. We will change it. Is 268. Okay, and then your net profit for this period. So your total for that. And then just important to reiterate, just to make sure that you put your balance sheet on top and then your profit and loss so that you've distinguished each section. Is that okay?
Yeah.
So is there anything completely alien? Okay.
Maybe if I jump in.
Yeah, great, please do.
Just to a few things. Few things. The format is the important part. So getting things in the right place. Okay, so that is number one. And the way Angelina has answered that question there, That is 100% distinction. All right? Just to put your mind at rest. If you want to do your statement of adjustments, and just put in your adjusted balance, are you with me? So just even put this into one column. So I have to adjust my loan interest to that without getting into debits and credits. You're probably at merit level. Do you know what I mean? You'll still get your marks if you just want to adjust the balance. The one bit of advice I get for you, would you make sure that everything that's in your trial balance either goes into your profit and loss or balance sheet? Yeah? And the adjustments go in twice. So your closing stock is an adjustment because it's not in your trial balance. So that has to go in here and it has to go in here. Are you with me? And also, if you want to show, rather than doing your debtors figure as a net figure, take your debtors figure from your trial balance, less bad debts, and put that from your adjustments. Are you with me? You can write down both figures, that's fine too, if you don't want to confuse yourself. And then as you're checking it, make sure that everything that's in the trial balance is in either the profit and loss or balance sheet, and all the adjustments are in twice. And you can't go wrong. Yeah? And then remember to bring your profit across to your balance sheet. So the numbers will be different. The format and the logic of it is exactly the same. So you're given a trial balance and adjustments. You adjust your balance sheet. Make sure you put your adjusted figures in the balance sheet. That's one of the big mistakes, by the way. So you go back to your trial balance. You see, you know, you see what? There's your rent rates and insurance figure. It's 21,500. Yeah? And you put your 21,500 into your expenses. You know, you pick it up from the trial. So just make sure that you use the adjusted balances for your P&L and balance sheet, not your original balances. Is that okay? And if you get to the bottom and it doesn't balance, who cares? You've done something wrong. For those of you here last day, did I tell you how to balance it? Or will I tell you how to do that? Yeah? So when you get to this stage here, and those two figures, and do the sum, even if it's a million out, don't worry about it, write down the two numbers. Yeah? If you have time and the perfectionist in you comes out, all you do is, number one, just subtract that number from that number and see what your difference is. Yeah? Because chances are you left something out. So I'm 20,400 difference. Look down your trial balance and adjustments. Is there a figure 20,400 that I left out? Yes? If there is, pop it in. Yay. If it isn't, you take your number, so your difference now is 20,400. What you do is you divide that number by two. Yeah? Which is, you know, 10,200. So did I add 10,200? I should have subtracted. Yeah? And you go, look, sure, I added that and I should have taken it off. The one thing to watch out for in all of this, and the only thing, so all the figures are fixed except one. And that is your bank. So your bank and your trial balance can either be a debit or a credit, depending on whether it's your money in the bank or your overdrawn. So that's just that can sort of spook you when you're not thinking in the exam. So just watch that. And how I do is, rather than getting involved in debits and credits and all that sort of stuff, is the bank on the same side as the debtors, i.e. it's my money? Or is the bank on the same side as the creditors? I owe them money. Do you understand? So that's your only thing. So you just divide the number by two. Oh, look, I added the bank and it's an overdraft and it shows subtracting it. I got it. And then there's a third trick which you might use when you're in work. If you subtract those two and your difference is 9,000 even, or if it's any number that you can divide by nine, so it's 18,000 or 1,880 or 270. If it's something that you can divide by nine, what you have done is you've transposed the numbers. So if you're 9,000 out, you put in 78 as 87. I had to learn that because I can get my backwards. So if your difference is 9,000, that means I should have put 78 and I wrote in 87.
And anytime you transpose numbers, the difference will always be divisible by 9. And that's it. So, you know, it's 50 marks. You only need 70 to pass the exam. You only need 70.
70%, yeah.
No, you need less than 70. So, so get a good one here, and you're most of the way there. You have assignments and short tests to add into it. Come on, you can do this. Yeah? Questions, you're talking among yourselves. Go on. Is that simple? And it's just simple format. Just remember, you know, sales, opening stock, add purchases, less closing stock because you cost sales, subtract all your expenses, get your net profit, then your interest paid is there. You know, boom. Fixed assets, current liabilities, long-term liabilities, finance buy. That's the formula. Just take a picture of this and just get the numbers into that order. And you get a mark for every number you get in the right box. And you get deducted a mark if you do something stupid. So just get the format, you know. And in terms of passing the exam, if you get most of the numbers in format, even if it doesn't work out, you still get most of the marks. If you write a P&L account and your first line is sales minus premises, then we know you haven't a clue what you're doing. Do you understand? So it's just, look, this is my trading, this is how much profit and loss I made, this is what I own and what I owe in the balance sheet, this is the statement of how it is at that moment in time. Is that okay? So, and you know there's going to be a question on it, and just keep it simple. That's my advice to you.
And I'd maybe attempt that first, just to have it out of the way. Yeah.
But I know how to do this, so I find this easy.
Yeah.
But, you know, maybe you don't.
Could you email us your copy of the answer to that?
Huh? Oh, I'll be emailing. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, of course.
Okay, so that you email the answers, yeah?
Yeah, I will be, yeah.
All right, okay. So, and you
Yeah, I'll email the solutions that we go through.
Yeah, okay. Well, if you're going to email it, then maybe it's better just to go through the paper at global level.
Yeah, of course.
I have this already.
Yeah, Grant,
yeah,
okay.
Okay, so that's question one. Question two, then?
Question two is in relation to your ratios, okay?
And you've done an assignment on that.
Okay, so you're required to calculate any 6 ratios of your choice for each 3 years. It should include 1 ratio, profitability, liquidity ratios, management efficiency ratios, and write a short comment on each. And then, based on the ratios, state whether you'd consider this company low, medium, or high, and whether you'd extend credit of 50,000. Okay, so if you were to look at... the percentages are done out, okay, for each, so for your sales, gross margin, all that kind of stuff. I have them, they're calculated, so I can email them to you. But if you were to look at your profitability ratios, okay, I don't know, will I write this up on the board, or?
Yeah, maybe. I'll just take a picture of that first. Does everyone take a picture of this before we take it down? Not great. Yeah, just look there. Yeah, so anybody who has that, and you'll be getting the answers anyway. Is she one done?
Yeah,
while Angelina's doing that, just, I hope, just read again, back to reading the question. So can you see in the instruction, there's a number of things they're looking for, yeah? So it says, you know, 6 ratios of your choice, and if there's 3 years or 3 companies, it can be either. Just to do the 3 years, so that's 18 sums you have to do. And write down what ratios you picked, what they are, slot in the numbers, do the sums, yeah? Then you have to come. What does it say? Write a note, is it, or what's
yeah,
the...
Yeah.
A short comment. So that's it. So you work out your ratio, one, write a note, that's the other thing. And then, you know, work out whether you would or you wouldn't. Now, also, because credit is an inexact science, you might say, yes, I would give them credit, and you might say, no, I wouldn't. And depending on your rationale, I wouldn't give them because, you know, and I would give it because. If your reasoning is correct, you can both be right. And if your reasoning is not correct, you can both be wrong. So yeah, on that. So it's not what did you get for answer two, I got 15,000, I got 23. You know, different people can have different interpretation. You might think it's medium risk, you might think it's high risk. That's a matter of interpretation. You can both be right and you can both be wrong. But okay, so it's more your thought processes behind to show that you understand what the figures mean. That's really what we're about. Yeah, and you are given the ratio sheet, so you know how to do that. And literally, it's just finding the numbers on the page, writing the numbers down, applying the formula, and then understanding what's good and what's bad.
Right. Yeah. So under B, so your ratio is your profitability, liquidity, and your management. Okay. So under your profit. So under profit, you look at your gross margin. So your gross margin for 2018 would be 27.6% for 2017, 26, and for 2016, 25. Can you read that, folks? Or is it very faint?
Very faint.
Is it? Okay. Your profit, you have your gross margin, and then if you were to look at your okay, so you can see there that your gross margin has increased. Sorry, that actually. So this would be a good achievement, and there appears to be no loss in volume of sales. Okay, and you can also see that the operating profit has improved significantly in the latest year, which would indicate a good control over running of costs, and also staff numbers have been reduced without any negative impact on sales. Okay, so profit. So under your liquidity, you could look at your current ratio. Okay, so you have 1.5, 1.3, 1.2. So that has improved over the 3 years. And it's at its highest in the latest year. So the company, you see, is now in a good position to finance further expansion in sales activities, okay? And it also indicates that the company is financially healthy and has all debts well covered. Also improved each year, which will have impacted on cash flow and available funds, and it's primarily due to a major improvement in creditors. Okay, so overall, your liquidity remains strong, making this company a low risk. Is that okay? So they're the type of answers that you need to be given Is that okay? And then your third ratio is your management efficiency. Okay. So for management efficiency, you'd be looking at your stock turnover. So 19.5, 23.5, 24.5, 26. Okay, you can also look at your debtor collection period.
Can I get you just do a quick calculation on the debtors and creditors where you got the figures from? The sign.
Okay, for the
debtors for the three figures you used.
Okay.
You don't want
to? Yeah, no problem.
Or you want to talk with your creditors and see where what figures went wrong?
Okay, so I have to have a look actually. Don't have all of the calculations actually, I just have the percentages. So what one were you querying? The
debtors on my days are out, so I just want to see.
For the debtor collection period, is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I used for 17.526 over 2520 for the 365.
Sorry. So you're 526?
Yeah. Over 2520. Over the sales for 365. I got 76 days and I'm just wondering, am I looking wrong here?
For 2018, is it?
It doesn't work out yet. Debtors multiplied by 365
divided by your sales.
For 18, it does work out to 67.6.
Yeah, but I'm asking, I use 526. So I'm just wondering, did I get a figure wrong here?
Your 526 divided by your sales multiplied by 365.
One place. So let's just do that one to make sure we have it right. So we're looking at debtor days for 2018.
Yeah.
So what are the debtors for 2018?
So you 526.
526. And the sales?
2840. Yeah.
2840. And then you multiply that by 365. So again, you can. I would tend to do over the line first. So multiply 526 by 365, and then divide it by your 284.
And
when
you have it, you good.
Yeah.
You have 67, like from my control.
60.
Yeah. Do we need it rounded? Because I rounded it up to 68.
That's fine. Yeah.
Or to one decimal.
I say one decimal max. Like you're not going to 0.643962.
But we need
one. Well, one. Yeah. Like if you have 68 days, you're right.
Yeah, because I'm thinking.
It stays.
It stays.
Yeah, we're not going into minutes or whatever. Yeah. So it stays 68 days. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. The only time I might go to a second place is. If I worked out that the current ratio, say for example here, is 1.5, 1.3, and this was also 1.3, yeah? Then I might say, well look, that's 1.34, that's 1.37, just so for the scoring system I can say, well, you know, that is better than that. Whereas, but look, you know, that's fine too. And if you want to give that a score of 0, and both of them a score of 1. That's okay too. Yeah? Mm-hmm. Okay?
you have.
So
the
HR,
so
what the
comments
and
the
yeah?
Put
the
comments
for each
one. Yeah. So for B, yeah, write a short comment on each of the six ratios, and then just based on the ratios you've chosen, state whether you consider this company to be a low, medium, or high risk, and also whether you'd extend a credit line of 50,000. Mm-hmm. Is that okay? So I'll just continue to finish off that part of the percentages, or will I?
No, I think.
Go ahead. Yeah, sorry. Yeah. We are actually. Yeah. Sorry. No.
So, we know question 1 and 2 on the paper. So, can you give us the clue for 3 instead? I know what the other question
is. Yeah, so, as I said, what's in the mock paper is a very good reflection of what's actually going to be in the exam. Okay, so, know your question 1 and question 2. Question 3 is actually quite straightforward. Huh? Oh no, I'm sure. Yeah, absolutely. I'll be sending you all the information out. You know, so it's just when you're reading the question, just to be aware. So ask you to make a list of adjustments to be made on the balance sheet. Okay. So really, what you'd be looking at there is your debtors.
And that's the same question, but question 1.
Similar to, yeah, exactly.
It's not like the bank regulation. No,
but it'd be similar. Yeah, so to, familiarise yourself, okay? So the main things to adjust for question 3, you're looking at your debtors, your bank balance, and then for your creditors as well, okay? And that's actually quite a simple one. And then it says prepare the working capital section of the balance sheet before and after the adjustments and calculate the ratio. So your current ratio is your current assets less your current liabilities, and put that as a percentage. Is that okay? Does that make sense? Or that may or not be a question that you might find it a bit confusing, but that's okay. Question 4, I wouldn't particularly, that's your first in, your stock value and first in, first out. I don't know whether you're, yeah, okay. Question 5 is in relation to your bad debts, which you did your assignment on, or question 1, part 2, okay? So it is looking for you to prepare your schedule of recoverable and unrecoverable debt based on probability, including VAT, okay? So,
oh,
the VAT out, sorry. When you're doing your suggested provision, it's excluding your VAT, okay? And then just briefly explain your recommendations, okay? I have all the notes done out for that. Yeah.
So maybe I'm editing before.
Grant, okay.
We just take VAT 0 on it.
Question 6 actually is quite straightforward, and I would recommend it. In question 8, you're given your key performance indicators, okay? So it gives you out your percentages, your net profit, creditors. So based on each company, it's a matter of allocating what the percentage is. So if you look at your net profit over 8%, you're looking at company C, that's 8.9. 5 to 8 is company B. And below 2%. So that's
just the score model. Then.
The score model, yeah.
Just the score. So you have the numbers. Just the
scores. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the only tricky one there, I suppose, if you are putting scores, just remember if it's stuff that you want, the higher the score, the better. If it's stuff you don't want, the lower the score, the better. So, for example, your expenses, the higher your expenses percentage is, the worse it is. If it's, you know, the higher your DSOs is, the worse it is. But the better, the higher the current ratio is, the better.
Yeah. Doesn't that question, C-Way 2 and 6 had like based on 2-3 years, but we don't have 2-3 years balance, we only have what figures we have, so you just ignore those 2 questions.
Yeah, exactly. So it's actually based on.
Yeah.
So you're basing it actually on your key performance indicators that you're given. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. Does that answer that for you?
Yeah.
Okay. For question 7, so similar to what you did in your assignments, so you're completing a scoring table for each 3 companies, okay? So your means would be, you have a total of 20 divided by 3, okay? So I'm just trying to think then. Your low risk would be between 0 to 6, medium risk would be 7 to 13, and then a high risk would be between 14 to 20, okay? And based on your low risk, you'd allocate 25% in terms of your credit line, medium risk 15, and then if they're a high risk, it would be 5%, okay? Is that all right, are you?
All right, yeah.
Okay.
And you're quite entitled to say, I wouldn't give these guys any credit. You know, based on their current ratio, you know, I wouldn't trust them, and that's valid too.
So you'd be scoring between 0 to 2.
So it's your impression, and that's what we want more than anything.
Okay. And then finally, the multiple choice questions, they are pretty tricky. Did you have a go with them?
No.
No. Okay. So for question 1, your total cash receipts during the year are C. 960.
You don't have the exam paper.
No. So I just send out the solutions. Okay. So allocate your 40 minutes to question 1 and question 2. Don't be stressing about questions 3 to 8. Spend your 20 minutes, but get question 1 and question 2 right. And if you do, then that's, I think a lot of people are panicking about question 3 to 8, are they, or just not knowing? Is that okay? So, yeah, I'll send out the mock paper to everybody. I have the solutions all clearly done out. I don't know if that's of any help to you now.
And what I'll do is, because I think I have on my laptop, sample P&L accounts. So I think I have half a dozen samples.
Yeah, I think I did send you the solution. Yeah, and do you have the solutions for them as well?
I'll send them over to you, Anthony. You send them. So I have 3 more samples, just with P&L accounts adjustments, and I've done the solutions for them as well.
Yeah.
Sad question.
Okay. So just to remember, overall, your question 1, question 2, and then whatever you feel comfortable doing, the 2 questions by choice, and spend your 20 minutes. Is that okay? You've all actually done very well so far. I know you've been panicking, but with your short tests and assignments, so just be patient with yourselves. It's not easy, and if you're not using it on a daily basis either, it is very hard. Okay. So has that given you any confidence or a bit more?
And contact us if you have
please
questions.
Do. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, so drop us an email, give us a shout. We're here to help and we want to get you over the line. Is that all right?